From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama says the latest unemployment figures are a hopeful sign, but don't mean the nation's job market has turned around. The Labor Department today reported unemployment in November shrank from 10.2% to 10%. The news also drew a mix of hope and skepticism at the Philadelphia Federal Reserve Bank's annual conference. Steve Beckner of Market News International has details.
Conference participants were pleasantly surprised when the Labor Department announced a drop in the unemployment rate to 10% and a modest job loss. Bank of America chief economist Mickey Levy said he expects further improvement in the labor market. But Philadelphia Fed President Charles Plosser was more guarded. He called the report very encouraging, but warned 1 month's numbers don't make a trend. Plosser said there is still plenty of reason to be cautious. He linked weak labor markets to tight credit conditions. He said banks are still reluctant to make loans to small business, the source of most private sector jobs. The Fed is holding interest rates low and trying to make credit more available to make it easier for firms to hire and spend. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in Philadelphia.
Federal regulators closed down six banks this week. Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation spokesman David Barr says half of the failures were in one state.
Three of the banks were in Georgia. They were unrelated. Buckhead Community Bank in Atlanta, Georgia. First Security National Bank in Norcross, Georgia. And Tatnall Bank in Reidsville, Georgia.
Among the others closed down this week, Cleveland-based AmTrust Bank, one of the largest of the 130 banks shuttered this year so far. Authorities in Tacoma, Washington, are detaining at least four people for allegedly giving aid and assistance to the man suspected of killing four police officers. NPR's Martin Costi has the story from Seattle.
The alleged cop killer is dead. After a two-day manhunt, Maurice Clemens was shot by a Seattle police officer in the early hours of Tuesday morning. But others still face prosecution. Even while Clemens was still at large, police complained that he was getting help from his friends and family. Now, some of those people face charges of aiding a criminal fugitive and lying to police. Investigators say after Clemens shot the police, some of his relatives and friends gave him first aid for a gunshot wound he'd suffered and drove him around the region. And prosecutors say one man, an old prison acquaintance of Clemens named Darkus Allen, may still face the more serious charge of being an accomplice to the murders. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
The price of oil fell 99 cents a barrel today. Crude oil future prices ended trading at $75.47 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 22. This is NPR News. In Russia, at least 101 people were killed today in a blast at a nightclub in the city of Perm. Russian authorities say the explosion was caused by an accident involving fireworks and was not a terrorist attack. They say the nightclub, which was celebrating an anniversary, failed to follow appropriate safety procedures for setting off fireworks. The military leader of Guinea will require surgery following a failed assassination attempt. That's according to the mediator in the country's political crisis. We have more from NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arctan.
President Blaise Compaoré of Burkina Faso, who has been trying to broker a settlement between Guinea's military government and opposition coalition, said he thought the junta leader, Captain Moussa Dadis Camara, would probably have to undergo surgery because he'd been hit by bullets. Camara was flown out of Guinea to Morocco for medical treatment. The Burkinabe president's remarks appear to contradict earlier reports from within Guinea's military junta that Camara was not seriously injured in the attack and that his life was not in danger. The military leader escaped an apparent assassination attempt in a gunfight with an erstwhile ally in his presidential security detail. Ophébia Quist-Arctan, NPR News, Dakar.
President Obama is delaying his attendance at next week's International Climate Conference in Copenhagen. Instead of being at the opening of the conference, the White House says the president is making a strategic decision to attend the final phase of the summit when more leaders are expected to be there. India and China have offered proposals on reducing carbon emissions, and that's raised hopes that some kind of agreement can be reached by the close of the conference. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.